I would like to take a group picture. A family group picture. One of those pictures where the elders are sitting on chairs, and then the grandchildren, they are sitting by their feet, and their children are standing behind them. Then it's like they're squeezing themselves in to fit inside of the picture. I would love to run and fit myself into that picture. I think for these family pictures, you should enlarge them and hang it up so it's always in front of you.
Fahid.
What is it, Jamal?
How are you?
I'm fine. You all right?
What's up? You need help?
Nothing's up. Why should I need help?
Well, nothing. I thought you could put these down and take a breather for 2 seconds so I could ask you a couple of questions.
You asked me a question. You asked what's up, and I answered. Nothing. Now I'm busy. I have to go back to work.
Well, I wanted to know if she was all right.
Who?
Well, Miss Padder. Is she back? And feeling all right and on her feet?
Yeah, she's fine. She's better than the two of us anyway. Why shouldn't she be? Why don't you go and ask her yourself?
Why'd you ask me so many questions?
I asked you questions. But I'm answering your questions.
Very well. Thanks. You can go back to work now. Go on.
I was going to work, but you wouldn't let me. You go back to work.
Okay. He's pissed off.
Ich will er gut. Nach problem. Tschüss.
Mister, I'm at your service.
How much is that?
What?
How much?
This. You're not from around here, are you? Oh, you're not Iranian.
Yes. I am, but...
Look, these are all Mashhad souvenirs. Whichever one you choose will be a gift from me to you. It's on me.
Thank you. I don't want souvenirs.
Oh.
Photography shop. Photographs. I'm looking
photography
for...
Photography shop?
A photography shop.
Oh. Where did you say that you come from?
Deutschland. Germany.
Germany. You came all this way from Germany to look for a photography shop?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Syed Razi's famous.
Who?
Syed Razi. Photographer. Syed Razi.
Who is he, this Syed Razi?
Who is he? When you're looking for a photography shop in this area, you have to go to Syed Razi.
I don't know. This address.
Let me see. Yeah, that's it. Hajjaga Buzog's alleyway. It's right here. You see that shop?
Okay.
That's Syed Razi's shop. If you want a photograph, you have to go there.
Okay.
But let me warn you. When you come to Mashhad, and leave without a souvenir. Souvenir. You haven't accomplished anything on your trip.
I will. Thank you.
I'm waiting.
Thank you.
Auf Wiedersehen. Willkommen zu meinem Land. I didn't know Syed Razi was known worldwide. Germany.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Alex. I'm Reza. I called a few times last night, but I got no answer. Well, I don't know why. I found the photography shop. I'm here. I haven't gone into the shop yet. I'll wait here for a few hours. If you receive this message, please call me. I am waiting. I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for your call. Excuse me.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Excuse me. This address is here? Yes, this is our photography shop. Did you want to take a picture?
No.
Did you take this picture?
Me?
Not you. You are too young. Was it taken here?
Oh.
Well, it's our stamp. Must have been my grandfather who took it.
How old is it?
30.
It's from 30 years ago?
Yeah. I don't know. He might have taken it. Is your grandfather here?
No, he's gone out, but he'll be back. You can leave this here if you want, and I can ask him. Did you want to print it out again?
No. Look, I'm in a hurry. Could you call your grandfather?
Truth is, he doesn't have a cell, so I can't call him.
Okay.
But I could write your name down. And, you know, when he comes back, I could ask him. You're Mr...
Reza.
Reza. And your surname?
I'll go and check in again. Is an hour okay with you?
I don't know. I'm afraid to make a promise and then disappoint you.
Well, are you staying at this hotel?
Yes, I'll stay.
Okay, so when he's back, I'll come over and I'll get you.
Okay.
I'll check in myself, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello, sir. You're very welcome. Can I help you? Do you want a room?
No. Can I sit
what?
And wait?
To wait for someone?
Yes, that's
it. Of course you can. Not to be rude, but who are you waiting for?
For the photographer?
Mr. Syed Razi?
Yes, at Syed Razi.
Oh, do you have an appointment with Syed Razi?
9.
Well, it's not 9 yet. That's hours later.
No. I want to see him.
Oh, you want to see him? It's no problem. You're very welcome to wait, but does Syed Razi know that you're here?
No.
Well, then how does he know?
He doesn't.
Ah.
Hello, it's me again. And I don't know if you've heard my message or not. I went to the shop. I showed the photograph. But the photographer, it was not there. I'm tired. I don't know what to do. You're my relative, a family member. I just want to see you, that's all. If it's possible, definitely call me.
Sit, let go. I said let go. Look, you're really making me angry.
Come on.
I said let go of it.
Well, give it to me for a second.
You're really frustrating me. I've told you 100 times, this is a phone, not a toy.
Well, Father, it got games on it. A minute, just for a minute, I want to score a goal.
What? A scoreboard?
No, sir. Scoreboards belong to a stadium, high school. Don't you know what that means? It means points. It means to make a record. It means to be in first place.
He talks as if he's from space.
I'm from right here. You're from space.
Don't be rude. That wasn't polite. I'm sorry, sir. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
I said let go. Oh, okay, take it. When he wants something, he won't stop till he gets it.
Oh.
Please forgive us.
Yes, Father. That's called... They call the samurai score.
Have you finished, then? Can I help you, sir?
Oh, I've forgotten why I came here. What did I want with you? Oh, yes. Excuse me, sir. Is there a photography shop around here?
Photography shop?
I have an address, and it says there's a photography shop around here.
Syed Razi?
I don't know. It's a shop called Syed Razi.
Yes, it's the shop right in front of us.
Right in front of your shop?
Excuse me, you're not from abroad, are you?
Abroad? No. Why should I be?
Because everyone's looking for Syed Razi.
Oh.
From abroad. Everywhere, really. Well, if there's any particular news, tell me. I'll take a photo, too.
No. No news. I wanted to see the photographer.
Hmm.
Excuse me, you said that someone from abroad went into that shop?
Yes.
Excuse me, when did he go in there?
Yes.
Well, it was 2 hours ago. Are you an officer?
No, sir, I'm not an officer. First you think I'm an officer, then you think I've come from abroad, then you think I've come from space.
I've come from space.
What?
Your son said I've come from space.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
No.
I'm sorry, I apologise.
I'll
come back.
Let's go. Come on.
Stop pulling my arm.
No.
Look, you're really making me angry.
Wait a minute.
Let's go.
What are you waiting for? Let's go to the photography shop and take a picture.
Yes, right in the middle of all this hustle and bustle. You decide you want a picture taken.
Well, if you didn't want to take a picture, why did we come here?
Listen, Samant, stop talking so much. My brain's bursting because of you.
Then give that to me.
The stamp is right. It is my old stamp. Yes, son. I took this picture myself.
Oh, you remember?
Son, I took this picture 30 years ago. So many have come and gone. All these years have passed. How can I remember them all, my son, my dearest? Are these two... Is this man and woman, are they your parents?
Yes. Ah. And the child is me.
Oh, this is you?
Yeah.
Well. Do your parents, do they live abroad as well?
No, they don't. That is why I'm here.
Ah.
Well, you mean you want to find your parents with this photo? Yeah. Grandfather, isn't that interesting?
What's so interesting? Let me listen to what this poor boy's saying. You want to find your parents like this? You mean with a picture that I took 30 years ago?
Well, I don't know any other way. Excuse me. Hello. Yes. You got my message. Okay. Yes. I'm at the photography shop. Yes, I know where the hotel is. Yes. I'll come and tell you all about it. I'm coming. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
They found him?
What happened?
Huh? Father, give me the phone. You said you would when you finished with your call.
Take it. When this is over, I'll take you home and I'll tie you to the bed.
You're not mean. You'd never do such a thing.
This time I will, to punish you.
He's looking for his mother and father. He's given this picture to the newspapers, and now he's found them.
Haven't you seen this kind of thing in the newspapers titled, After 30 Years, a Child is Reunited with His Long-Lost Parents?
How do you know all this? You're just making up a story for yourself.
Well, it's possible. It's always been like this, in the newspapers, the magazines.
You've read such things in newspapers and magazines, so you just guess, making up stories for yourself.
Well, it would be interesting.
How can we know?
You should take a picture of
them first. How do we know? Take a picture of what? How do we know that's the story?
Listen, son. You sit here, and I'll go in that photography shop, and I'll be right back. Do you hear what I said? Yes, son?
Yes, I understood. You said you'll go to the photography shop and you won't take me with you.
You play your game. I want to ask the photographer a question.
I'll be over soon. I'll come with you.
Listen, it's all grown-up stuff. You shouldn't be there. Do you get that?
Yes, I get it. If it's so important.
Did you say something?
No, Father, you go. I'll stay here till you come back.
Okay.
Grandfather, defect.
Defect means imperfection. How many letters?
That's right, 12 letters.
Okay, then.
Hello, sir. Good day.
Hello? Welcome. I'm at your service.
Excuse me. That man who was in your shop right now, he just left. Is he...
You're one of Reza's relatives. He just went to the hotel. Grandfather, he's been found!
Ah.
Did he say his name's Reza?
Yes, he said his name's Reza. Don't you know him? Aren't you his relative?
I'm, that's your assumption. You're guessing I am. I never said anything.
I didn't guess. You said that man who was here and left and all that, and I said his name. What's going on? Where did he get this picture from? Excuse me. Did you take this picture?
Yes, about 30 years ago.
This is very old. Excuse me, would you mind if I, you know, told you something?
Yes, of course.
Can we talk somewhere in private?
Private? Why private? He's my grandchild. Go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to tell you that all this is an excuse. This uncle of mine died 2 months after taking this picture. After 5 or 6 years, every 2 or 3 months, someone comes around and claims that they're his child, and now he's come and says, well, he says he's come from abroad.
Now, that's new for us. Then you're trying to say that he's not the child in the picture, that he's a stranger.
You try and send him off. Just like all the others, I'm telling you, he's only come for money, that's all it is.
You mean he's using this picture as a bribe?
Because my uncle was a well-known man. And getting hold of this picture's easy. This could have been circulated between family members and friends.
You mean he's lying? Why should he? He's come here from Germany to say he belongs to your family.
Anyway,
for nothing?
That's not a good reason.
I really didn't want you to be caught up in all this mess. It's all yours.
It wasn't a problem, sir. He came here and asked if I had taken the picture, and I answered him. Now, please take your money and leave.
My dear sir, why are you taking it so badly? I just don't want to be in your debt. And you've been in enough trouble until now.
No, sir, it wasn't any trouble. Good day.
Yes, it was no trouble.
In any case, why didn't you want to be caught up in all this? It's all yours.
Hey, sir, sir, sir. Your money. Take his money and give it to him. What nonsense.
Sir, excuse me, he didn't show up? No, but he called and said he's here, but he won't come. Excuse me, are there other hotels around here?
In this area? Yes, in this area there are lots of hotels, many.
Why? Do you think he's gone somewhere else? I think so.
Oh, sir, excuse me for a minute.
Sajjad, Sajjad!
Have you finished yours?
No, I haven't finished it yet. Have you finished yours?
Only two left. I don't know how to solve them. One of them is this. It says, it covers everyone, but it goes around naked itself. What's that?
I'm not telling you.
You know it.
Well, I've solved it.
Oh, well, tell me. I beg you, please.
A needle.
A needle? Oh, it covers everyone, but it goes around naked itself. You're right. It is a needle.
Needle.
And the other one is this. Tom Hanks sat in it in the movie where he ran, but...
I'm not telling you that one.
But you've written it.
Yes, I have, but if I tell you...
Oh, don't be selfish, tell me.
Oh, that man's still there.
He's waiting for his family. He came to your shop as well?
Yes, he did, but his relative came and said that he's not his relative.
No, really? Why?
Shh. Excuse me. This... I can't read this. What language is it?
It's Finglish.
Finglish? What's that?
It's when we read it in Persian, but we write it in English.
Huh. But in Persian there are 32 letters.
I know, that's what we do. I mean, well, I don't really know how to
explain about that.
It.
Read it for him. See what it says. Give it to me. Says, what does it say? It says, we're on the bench in... Oh!
The bazaar.
Sajjad! Bench!
Yes, yes.
It says, we're sitting on the bench in the bazaar. Here you go. Yes.
What does that mean?
How do I know?
Yes, the bench.
Oh, let me write bench. Ha, mine's finished. You lose.
I lose?
I've finished.
Why did that text have to write now?
Give me yours. Give it to me.
No. Oh.
Ten years ago, I found out that these were my real parents. Not the ones I've been living with in Germany all of my life. My real parents were Iranian, but were in a car accident in Germany and they died. I thought I had no family, but my German parents, they kept telling me to go to Iran and find my family. I didn't pay attention to them. I wondered why no one from here came to look for me. Why should I go and look for them? Until one day, when I was rummaging through my old things, I found a few pictures. And then I felt strange. I don't know. These old pictures evoke nostalgic memories in us.
Oh, nostalgic. Oh, he really speaks very well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I say, were you really in Germany?
Yes, I was in Germany, but I studied literature in university.
Oh.
And as I said, my parents always wanted me to visit Iran.
Okay.
You mean these pictures brought you back?
Hmm? No. No, I just came as a tourist to Iran. Then I asked around and found my cousin's phone number. Hmm.
Cousin? I had a German cousin and I didn't know about it.
Nada, the deal was that you listen to what he has to say and then you judge him.
Okay.
Go on, sir. Continue.
My cousin thinks that I've come to Iran for money, but I've just come to find out why my name is Reza, that's all.
Tell me, Alex, you really haven't come here for money and all that?
No. I've come to Iran to meet my family. My cousins, my aunts, my uncles.
Oh, he's so kind. I really wanted someone to come from abroad. And from Germany, and say, I was your relative. Hey, sir, leave these two alone, and come and be my relative, okay?
Fahid, son.
Okay, sir, I won't say another word.
Okay, sir, you've heard his story. Now it's your turn. Go ahead.
My head is full of that kind of stuff.
Look,
it's really easy to find out if Alex really hasn't come to Iran for money.
Listen, boy. If it's your first time listening to this story, I've heard similar ones 10 times before, and I know how they end.
But I really don't understand. Is it that hard to believe? Someone's come over to find his family and relatives, that's all.
I told you last time, don't get yourself mixed up in all this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sajjad, you come over here.
Sir, I'm positive, and you know very well that Alex is your cousin. But if you didn't want to see him, why did you text him to say that you're sitting on the bench outside? Me?
I texted him.
Yes, you did. And in Finglish. It's in his phone. So, you don't want to see him, and you don't believe that he's your cousin? Okay, well, forget about that. You called him. He left the photography shop, he went to the hotel, but you didn't show up. Forget about that as well. But if you regretted wanting to see him, why did you type in Pinglish?
Vahid, there's no need to talk about the text and the SMS. It's not the time.
Why isn't it?
I texted him?
You did? I said it's at his mobile. If you hadn't, how would we know where you were sitting so that we could come and stand over you and watch you like hawks?
You rascal. That's why you wanted my phone. You reported where I was.
Father, I'm sorry. Nadir. I know that he's your cousin.
Nadir, I beg you, Nadir.
No,
Nadir,
Father,
I beg
wait,
you. Don't
wait.
Hurt him, son. Come and sit down. Please, come and sit over here. Sit down. Don't be angry with him, son. Come and sit down. Don't get angry with him, son. He hasn't done anything wrong. He just made a call and texted. It was nothing. It doesn't matter, son. Please, sit down, please. Calm down, son. Son, he doesn't expect or want anything from you.
Everyone has memories of their childhood. But there are some memories that never leave you. Just like those stickers that we used to stick onto our cupboards. The ones that don't come off easily and always remain. Memories of playing when we bought new clothes. When it was New Year's. All the times when there was a new child born into the family. Reza was very small when he went abroad. I'm 10 years older than Reza. But I was young enough to think abroad couldn't be any further away than one street over.
There's an Iranian saying that says, blood beckons. It's true. Even after 30 years. I say Nader, for 30 years. We've taken lots of single pictures. What do you say, how about we take a family picture this time?
What about me?
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم جایی میونه بودن و نبودن میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم جوانیامون توی قاب عکسام شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عبرابه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن جوانیمون توی قاب اکسا شبیه اسکناس تان خوردن یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن من تو خودم گم شده بودم اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه